from KQED.
During the next 45 minutes, Governor Frank F. Merriam of California will open this great 8 1/4 mile link between San Francisco and metropolitan Oakland to the public.
The San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opened to the public with much fanfare in November of 1936. At the time, the span was the longest bridge in the world. Now, nearly 77 years later, the bridge is set for another historic opening. This weekend, crews are putting the finishing touches on the bridge's new eastern span. The spark for this massive project was the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, which damaged a section of the bridge and revealed it needed a seismic upgrade. The new bridge is scheduled to open Tuesday morning. And since construction started more than a decade ago, the project has run into a series of disputes involving its design, its price tag, and how safe it will be. Joining me to talk about the Bay Bridge and what's next on the state's big project list is Dan Brecke. He covers transportation issues for KQED News. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Susie.
Well, the bridge is closed now. It's been closed since Wednesday night. What's left to do?
Well, there's a lot of building and demolition and demolition and building. They're taking down the approach on one end. If you've ever gone through the bridge, there's a toll plaza there. They're taking down that approach, and they're going to build a bike lane connector because this bridge comes complete with a bike lane that goes halfway across the bridge. And they have to finish some work to connect the new bridge with the famous Yerba Buena Tunnel. And they say they're doing some paving work as well, and they say all that's going very fast.
The final cost for the bridge is over $6 billion. It started at about $1.1 billion many moons ago. But more than the cost, the safety of the bridge has been called into question. Everything from steel rods and bolts that were deemed faulty, and now there's investigations. Now, what are the authorities saying about this?
Well, the key reason to build this bridge in the first place was, as you noted, the Loma Prieta earthquake and the revelation that we had a serious safety problem here. So the key ingredient to this new bridge was a seismic safety structure built into the deck of the new bridge, which involves some bearings that allow the bridge to move if there's an earthquake. When they started to finish the installation of that, the gigantic rods or bolts that were holding this in place started to snap. So that started to raise questions about the steel in the bridge. Many questions later, many tests later, they seem to have found a way of retrofitting this seismic safety structure so it'll work as designed. And most of the other steel in the bridge seems to be good enough for prime time. And I talked to Steve Heminger, the executive director of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission here in the Bay Area, and he sounded relieved and a little wistful that the bridge is about to be finished.
Well, I'm afraid we've run out of bridges to fix. We have really lived through a golden era of bridge construction in the Bay Area, and we've built more bridges and fixed more bridges than at any time in our region since the Golden Gate and the Bay Bridge were built in the 1930s.
Let's get back to the cost question here, Dan. What are taxpayers getting for their money besides a structurally sound bridge?
They're getting a real landmark structure. It's called a self-anchored suspension span. It's unique. It is beautiful. Reporters I'm talking to who have been out on the bridge deck the last couple of days are awestruck by it.
Well, we're getting a beautiful bridge, but are we going to get more capacity on the bridge? Are there going to be more lanes?
Well, that's an issue. No, we had 5 lanes going across the bridge before, and we're going to have 5 lanes when the bridge reopens next week. So there is no new capacity for all this money we've spent.
What do you think the state can learn from the construction of the new eastern span? Do you think there's going to be more scrutiny on other big projects that the state has lined up?
Well, I think there will be a lot more scrutiny. One of the members of the state legislature, Senator Mark DeSaulnier from Concord, has talked a lot about the need for more oversight in these big infrastructure projects. So that's a certainty. And then there's a lot of skepticism about these major projects like the Delta Tunnel projects, which could be over $20 billion, and the California High-Speed Rail project, which could be
over $68 billion at this point.
$68 billion at least. And how do you bring those projects in even close to that? So I think there's going to be both skepticism and resistance maybe to going ahead with some of these things, and we've already seen that.
So are we going to see any major bridges being constructed in the state of California?
I don't think we're going to see anything like this Bay Bridge project for a long time, if ever, in our lifetimes. I think what we will see and what transportation planners are talking a lot about is how to get more capacity, better use out of our existing infrastructure. Earlier, I spoke to Alex Vian, and he's a professor at UC Berkeley and works for their Institute on Transportation Studies. And he said the public can probably get more bang for its buck investing in things like software, better data from road sensors, and maybe hardware upgrades.
But these are fairly minor costs in comparison to what it takes to build a new road or to build a new bridge. And so in a high-tech driven place like California, this is a particularly attractive opportunity.
So looking ahead to these other projects, Dan, how does smart technology play into those?
There are a bunch of things that we're familiar with. For instance, metering traffic onto the freeway on the entrance ramps. But there are other things that are going to come into play that grow out of collection of data by road sensors and through social media. So for instance, traffic engineers will be able to spot where traffic is almost minute to minute and actually regulate the speed of lanes. That's a project that's actually happening on some Bay Area freeways already or is in the midst of being installed. The traffic planners also talk about building what they call hot lanes. This is something that's happened in both Southern and Northern California. They're essentially carpool lanes that you pay for. And that is another way of adding capacity without necessarily building new pavement.
So, Dan, are we going to see you on the bridge on Tuesday?
You will see me on the bridge on Tuesday. I will drive. I will walk. I will bicycle. I'll be there in every mode I can be.
Dan Brecke covers transportation issues for KQED News. Thanks for joining me, Dan.
Thanks, Susie.